This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, everybody, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Yabaraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We have been talking about which apps should have an age check feature after the article was published yesterday in TechCrunch about Instagram still doesn't age check kids and how that must change. There has been an update today, though. Instagram has now launched an age gate for its app, but it will only appear to new signups and not to existing users, which means 1 billion users won't have been checked to ensure that they're over the age of 13. We've asked for your feedback. We've got some. Over to Twitter first.
Yeah, this comes from Imran, who says, we should allow ourselves to regulate ourselves by choice if we just live life without knowing why things are bad for us, as opposed to just because we were told it's bad for us, we'll either be robbed of our rights without knowing or we'll be incapable of making correct choices.
We've got two on WhatsApp. Eugene Sang says, and I love this, the internet. So everything about the internet should have, like, you know, like an age limit, right? And I think, you know, me and Matt kind of spoke about this before in some of our shows in the past. I was trying to find, like, the episode that we did, because we did, like, a lot now. I'll get back to you on the episode. Chua says, kids will always be kids. Back in our time, we learned to adapt and work around to access things that we shouldn't. Parents in this generation plays a much bigger role than ever and have to have constant communication with their child, just so that the kid know that parents always know as well. All fall back to education at home and how the world works and guide them safely. And I couldn't agree, you know, more or less with this, because it is actually very true. It's like, you know, the fundamentals of education really hasn't really much changed. It's just that we've got now more doors where kids can access to. Last time your parents were like, you know, don't climb that tree. What do? We climb that tree.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
You don't, nowadays it's like, you know, don't climb a tree. We're going to chop that tree down. And it's like, that's a bit too drastic, no? Like, that shouldn't be the way. Education.
Okay, let's move on. Story number two, all about GIFs and the GIF year in review.
Yeah, I wanted to pick this story not because GIF sounds like my name, GIF, because a lot of people call it GIFs, it's not GIF, GIF.
If you're from New Zealand, GIF. It would be GIF.
Yeah.
How are you, GIF?
I've heard people call my name GIFs before. So, and I love GIFs because, you know, we've struggled with, I guess, trying to express emotions and our feelings when we're sending text messages, whether it's on WhatsApp, iMessage, Telegram, all kinds of, you know, even Twitter, for example, right? And GIFs was one of those ways where you could really express your current feeling or emotion when you're complimenting it with a text, for example, right? So if someone were to say, you know, hey, I've just, you know, scored, you know, straight A's in my recent exam, sending the word congrats, you know, it then you go like, okay. But then you do all capitals, means like you're screaming and shouting at a person.
Yep.
But then if you send one of those happy GIFs or one of those celebratory GIFs.
Somebody clapping,
right? And then the clapping could mean like both ways. One is like, you know, like, good job.
Slow clap.
And then, and then, you know, you go like, you know, he's playing with that personality of the feeling. And we like that because we can express ourselves. So this year, Google has revealed its top GIF search trends of 2019. And thanks to, you know, basically making it easy for everyone because of GIF generators. So now you yourself can be, you know, can get yourself a shot at stardom if you become a meme, and you can then, you know, create your own GIF. We actually have a GIF of our own member here in the studio, created by our producer.
Some rando.
Yeah, so I will actually be tweeting out our, or like, let's say, BFM's favorite GIF of all time after this story.
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor, yeah.
Ding, actually, ding,
we have a GIF of Arvind doing something incredibly amazing a year ago. But, you know, GIF has really flooded the internet. Billions of GIFs are in the market, making it almost impossible to kind of just, like, you know, stay on top of the most popular GIFs to share. When you search for something, you've got millions of the you know, and the same of emotion, right? So Google has used its GIF search engine to identify the top trending GIFs and search terms of 2019. Google has said it's been working on this since its acquisition of GIF sharing service Tenor last year. While Tenor powers GIFs search in Google products such as Google Images and other apps such as WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, amongst others, the list was created using data from Tenor's GIFs keyboard in the iOS app. So this is very much basically based on the iPhone users. Now, it's all anonymized data. It's all pulled over by this, you know, iPhone's keyboard data. The most popular GIF that was shared in 2019 based on this data was the angry Lilo and Stitch GIF, the one where he's just so angry.
Yeah.
The second one is frustrated. Is the one where I think it was Jim Carrey, if I'm not mistaken, pulling out his hair.
From Liar Liar.
From Liar Liar. Third one is Sad Stitch. That's the one where, you know, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch looks really sad. Fourth one is the minion from, I guess, the cartoon Minions, spitting out a popcorn laugh. So just like eating it in and just kind of like laughs. And I think it was set in the cinema. Mm-hmm.
See, my favorite popcorn one is the Michael Jackson
one. I was just going to say. Yeah. I was just going to say the thriller one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that too. But I guess iPhone users have a different way. Yeah. Maybe they're younger. They don't know who Michael Jackson is. Oh. I don't know, you know.
So, controversial.
But looking at the top 10, though, so you've got frustrated, you've got sad, you've got oh snap, you've got confused, you've got shaking my head, you've got the creepy smile, which I kind of like the creepy smile. But like among all of these 10, it kind of feels like a lot of us are using GIFs to express our frustration and sadness of throughout the year. Has it been that year where you feel so angry and frustrated that you...
Brexit, Trump. I mean, need I say any more? You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I guess maybe because of the world news that we've had in 2019, that, you know, we've resorted to GIFs that is just expressing our... You know, we're lost of words, basically, right? So, for example, take Brexit, for example, right? How many times have we heard that conversation, it's, you know, it's going to happen at this date and then gets postponed and then, you know, it goes through, you know, I've lost count with Brexit.
To give you a GIF in answer, the head exploding GIF, you know, that you were talking about earlier.
Exactly, yeah. So I think like they've got what, a few more days or a week or so left.
I've lost the plot, Jeff.
So, you know, when you've lost the plot, you've lost four words. Yeah. And the best way to express is like, you know, if people were to, your family and friends were to message you like, hey, like, you know, you heard about the Brexit news, you just don't know what to reply. You just send a GIF.
Of Stitch. Or a GIF of Stitch.
Pull out your hair in frustration.
Yeah, and it answers everything. Yeah.
Yeah. They also did like most popular slang GIFs of 2019. And this is like, you know, you know, it's like totally fine. You've got oops, you've got hustle, you've got oh man, you've got a whole bunch of the dad jokes, no regrets, everything, not happy. Top trending holiday GIFs is no surprises. It's all dominated by Christmas.
Oh,
of course.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You should probably get that GIF uploaded.
Yes, I will be uploading it, and I will try and convince the person manning our Twitter deck to retweet.
There we go. We need to take a short break. Of course, if you have a favorite GIF, let us know. Put it in the comments on Twitter. That could be interesting. We'd like to see some interesting ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it clean, please. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, Instagram, of course, at BFM Radio. Short break coming up with Cooler Shaker to take us into that break. And when we come back, how Singapore will be testing facial recognition at Changi Terminal 4. Or coming up on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.